Welcome to episode number 11 of the Prince Says Podcast. And I'm not even going to say anything because, all right, so Jiv, hi, Steve over here, Snow. Quote, God must want me to win fantasy this year because I pulled out a game when I was stupid enough to set Odell Beckham on the bench.
That did happen.
And all he does is curse Adam Vinatieri, and now all of a sudden Adam Vinatieri is the best field goal kicker in the history of the game, which he may be, but he got some points.
17 points.
I'm sorry. I digress. Snow pisses me off with this. Welcome once again to episode
6-2, number one in my league. I'm done. God
bless. Jesus Christ.
Still rolling. Still rolling.
God, please strike him with lightning now.
You know, if you win, I'm going to, like, take forever to pay you out, just on general principle alone.
I would deserve it all, but I'm still going to take that trophy.
Jesus, I hope you lose.
Every day there will be a picture next to the trophy.
You get to the championship game, and you're cloud nine. I'm going to go do my thing and get your ass beat by whoever.
I probably will. Snyder's going to come back. Hey, we have Snyder on us today.
Yeah, Snyder's hanging out as well. She just hit me twice because I just told you to get struck by God, and I don't think that's a thing, and I apologize.
Whatever God you believe in, I'll probably get struck by him.
Yeah,
that's
well, shit. So here we are, episode 11, and we're moving this thing along. And we have a lot of shit to talk about. Again,
a lot of injuries.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Just a lot of things. I know we had a mini episode.
Lots of firings.
Mini episode happened on Sunday, but we're gonna pick up and just really talk about what's important to us. Our picks are already live on the website, princesspodcast.com. Check it out. We're not gonna talk about every game. We're gonna talk about the games that we think are important enough to talk about. So that's coming later. But we had a ton of injuries, and that's kind of where I want to start, Steve.
Good to go.
Obviously, there's a lot of news, but you know, we had some firings, we had some injuries, but Le'Veon Bell missing the first two games and now out for the season.
God damn it!
So let's bring it. When you bring that up, what about those people that picked up D'Angelo Williams?
I had him. He was mine.
And then dropped them.
Not smart. Clearly not smart now.
Who knew that Le'Veon Bell was going to get hurt?
At the time, though, I'm not knocking.
I wouldn't have dropped him anyway. I still have.
He did nothing.
Coleman, the backup for Dante Freeman.
I still have Tony Romo.
Like I was not.
I had Ben the entire time.
But he did nothing when Le'Veon was.
Well, see, still, here's the difference. We actually know how to play fantasy football. You get lucky.
Get fucked.
You get lucky, and that's the difference. But so Le'Veon, when we're talking about Le'Veon,
and you're still number one. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. Exactly. So, and I think we're going to talk about the Steelers later. But Le'Veon going, is that a big deal?
Well, for them, for him, yes, it is.
Yeah.
As far as the Steelers go, they have D'Angelo Williams. D'Angelo Williams did a great job in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal 2 weeks.
It might affect the aspect of the game between Ben and D'Angelo because they haven't really played together.
And there were a couple other ones. Reggie Bush got hurt for the season. I don't think that no one cares.
Nah,
49ers
really.
Or whatever.
No.
The other one I want to bring up.
The fire sale of Niners.
Yeah. And we talked a little bit about it on Sunday, I think. But Steve Smith Sr. Good dude. Great. Just great guy. You know, he talks a lot of shit. And you know, but he backs it up.
His farewell season. All
and his Derek Jeter moment. Is it over? You think he comes back?
No, he's done.
He's retired.
You don't think he's clearly done for the year.
It's over.
But you think he's just going to go?
I hope he does. I mean, for his sake, he's been a great guy in the NFL.
You know what I read, and I don't remember who said it, but I had a little bit of time on my hands.
He might talk a lot of shit, but...
What I read was the Ravens have been trying to talk him out of retiring.
Yeah.
And they want him to come back because they think that he's still a big part of what they're doing and he's still got a lot to offer. So I wonder if that influences him or not. I don't know. But I would like to see it happen. I don't want anyone to go down like that. I mean, 13, 14 years in the league, good guy, you know.
Nobody wants to go out on an injury.
You don't
want to
do that.
Reggie didn't want to.
Exactly.
He made an attempt to come back, and obviously he played for the Traitorous organization. So.
He never actually played for them.
Well, I mean, he did. Mentally. He practiced with them and then realized it was fucking tough.
He never signed a deal, though.
He did.
All right. Well, I think that's a pretty good segue into what we actually want to bring up. Is
the Carolina Bears?
No, we'll talk about them later. Talk about them later, but I guess we can tie it in because your Indianapolis Colts went down to Carolina, and we pointed
I predicted them.
You did. You
so
did.
He predicted an upset.
He did,
and I was close to that prediction coming true.
Yeah,
it was a good game.
What I want to bring up is a couple things. So one, Carolina Bears. I actually tweeted that, and Charles Tillman. I tweeted it to him, and he actually favored it. So I had to throw that out there because Peanut's still alive, and I love that shit, and it's awesome. because I love Peanut. I don't care. As a diehard Bears fan, I'm a Charles Tillman just fan. He's just a great guy. You talk about Sportsman of the Year type person, right? He won that award. Nope. He's just an awesome, awesome dude. And the fact that, you know, he's got a second life down in Carolina, and he made some great plays in that game, which was awesome to see. I know you guys didn't love it, but, I did. And the fact that he took time 3 hours after the game to favorite a tweet for some random podcast
in
Indianapolis.
Are you ever going to wash that thumb ever again?
No, I'm not. I'm not. So I appreciate that. But again, so the fallout of that game, we can talk about the game if you guys want to, but the fallout of that game was...
We matched up very well with them.
You did.
And that's the only reason that we stayed in that game.
Yeah.
I don't know if Snow paying attention the entire game because...
The entire game. I was glued to that television.
Yeah, he kept texting me, so I know he was
I was there.
I was watching it the entire time. And
glued.
Come the fourth quarter... Like, I know a lot of people dozed off into the fourth quarter because we were our asses spanked. But in the fourth quarter, all of a sudden, Andrew Luck decided to not become Al, who I'm now calling him Al, the first three quarters.
I gotcha.
he's got, you know, schizophrenia, so he's going to be Al for the first three quarters. And the fourth quarter shows up, and then Luck shows up.
It was the end of the fourth quarter. He decided, hey, I think I want to play now. It's like, better late than never.
That was pretty awesome. You know, the 5 minutes for the 17 points.
He was amazing.
That was really good.
It looked like the Andrew Luck of last year and the year before.
But, so, I guess the question I'm going to ask you, so, is that Pep calling plays there, or is that Andrew Luck calling plays there?
Okay, so, the ultimate decision obviously was... The ultimate decision was Pep gets fired, and we can talk about that and our opinions, because I clearly have a pretty strong opinion about that, but usually a 5 minute, 2 minute drill... The offensive coordinator gives the quarterback, here's a set design scheme that we want to run. And Andrew's probably got the, I would assume, has kind of the autonomy to make the decisions on the plays themselves. So he's got a group of plays that he can potentially pick from.
Yeah.
And Andrew then picks the plays himself and runs it in a 5-2 minute drill. So did Pep design it? At some point, yes. But Andrew is probably the one that was calling the plays. And that happens with a lot of... I mean, you talk about these elite quarterbacks,
right?
That's
also speculative.
It is. But when you talk about these elite quarterbacks...
That's what I hear what happens also, so...
When you talk about the elite quarterbacks, right? Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Like, these guys are... You know, they're having the decision-making ability to say run or pass, given, you know, time management and those kinds of things, right?
What does the defense look like, you know?
And you make it on the fly when you're obviously going no huddle, and the Colts were doing all that. So... That was a great question. What I think that actually comes out to is the Colts ultimately lost the game. Did they end up
They lose the game to the Carolina Panthers, or did they lose the game to themselves?
Well,
in my opinion, they did.
Given the hole that they put themselves in.
That first 5 minutes, that was fucked. They fucked themselves.
The hole that they put themselves in was too big to come out of, clearly. You can't turn the ball over. And here's my opinion. So I'm just going to jump into it when it comes to the opinion, though, right? So... Pep Hamilton obviously got fired. Someone had to be a scapegoat. Someone made a call and said, you know what? The Colts are 3-5. We should not be 3-5.
Why the fuck are we not utilizing Frank Gore the way we should? He's looked really good.
I would have
ran
the shit out of that.
I understand the whole pitch count. Now we have Ahmad Bradshaw. We've got a nice backup. He can. We know we can run the ball. He's not high anymore. Thank God.
So who's calling those plays, though? That was Pep, right? So someone's making that decision and saying, you know what, we're not running the ball as much as we should.
He trusted Andrew Luck way too much to be able to do everything himself.
And that's why you agree with the firing.
I absolutely do. I wanted it a long time ago.
So let me just ask you this, just to be devil's advocate, because I don't actually care.
It's all good.
But to be devil's advocate, is Pep Hamilton saying, hey, Andrew, throw a pick in the end zone? Hey, Pep, hey, Andrew, fumble that snap?
Is that a real question? Are you actually asking that?
I am, because...
No, he's not fucking saying that.
So where does the blame fall on Andrew for dropping that snap or throwing a pick into or missing wide-open targets? Because you can't tell me that Andrew hasn't missed wide-open targets.
There's a ton of blame. When Al shows up, the Colts are fucked.
Okay.
And when Andrew shows up, they're in...
But you still think it was the right decision?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great decision because they're cutting the umbilical cord of his college career right now.
Okay.
I think it's great.
And that's
Chud,
We'll see what he does. I'm not gonna shoot him down right now. I mean,
for those that know who Chud is, I can't say his last name.
Shudlinski?
Rod Chud Pollock.
Yeah, something Pollock.
Polish. I don't think we can say Polish.
Polish or sorry.
Well, we just
all right, it's definitely not American.
He's
Polish. But whatever.
Chudzinski? He coached the Browns for a minute.
He did.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what his position was with the Colts before this, but
he came in as an assistant coach because Logano actually really liked him. So.
Okay. Well, hey, I mean, they would all get fired together then.
Apparently, he's the one that gripped
the coach.
I guess my whole point with this whole pep firing is I understand someone had to take the blame, and obviously. The brass decided that it was going to be the offensive coordinator at this point. Do we actually think anything's going to change? Probably not, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, look at the Dolphins. Fire your head coach, and all of a sudden you get fired up and you can play defense again.
Maybe. And we'll see what happens.
This could be the fire they need. And look at the Ravens.
Yeah.
The Ravens, the year they won a Super Bowl, fired their offensive coordinator.
And hired Jimmy Caldwell.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. No,
don't lose all hope.
There's still half the season to go.
I still don't know what it's going to be like this weekend, but...
There's still half the season to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of football to play.
I did hear a lot of bandwagon jumping getting done after this last week with the Colts fans. Let's give it a second.
Can we just outlaw talking about Colts fans in this show?
Let's do it.
Is that a thing? Because
there's like four of them left. Yeah.
There's not many of us left.
We're still here.
I'm really
until we start
tired of hearing about bandwagon fans. Especially on Facebook and Twitter and all that shit.
It's fucking stupid.
I had to turn my
Facebook off. And I don't because we do this with the podcast or whatever. Yeah, the only reason I don't is because of that. But living here and not being a Colts fan, I want to throw up in my mouth. 9 times out of 10, because you fuckers don't actually know what you're talking about. You really
Nobody
don't.
Does.
You really don't.
And people calling for Pagano's head right now, it's like, it's really...
It's ridiculous.
Who are you going to get?
Pagano is
Who
not...
Who are you going
to
get?
To me, Pagano is not the guy to fire right now. Pep Hamilton's been the guy to fire. I said it, like, in week one.
The guy to fire is the fucking GM. Pep Hamilton has nothing to do with the fact that the offensive line can't block for a goddamn person.
The Star did have a nice online poll about who is to blame. They had the Pep... They had Ryan Grigson, they had Chuck, and then they said it's the whole team. Majority of everybody who voted did agree that it's the whole team's fault. It's not one person, it's the entire team. So why they're trying to put Chuck's head on a spit, I don't understand.
The question's not for Chuck. So we all agree with Chuck,
right?
We're on the same page. I like Chuck. Snow clearly does. Steve, I assume you should
be. I agree with the fact that he's going to be gone at the end of the season.
Yeah, but it is a whole team.
But how is it not the how do you not... How is it not the GM's fault? Are they both not gone?
Built around the offense, dude. Sorry, we're not the Chicago Bears. We don't build a team around the
defense. We're not built on shit right now.
Well, you're not built on anything.
Carolina Bears.
So we're a team that's built on the offense, and we won out and signed Frank Gore, Andre Johnson.
Was it past their prime, though? Was it too late?
No, time out. Got Philip Dorsett on our team.
Yeah.
Our number one draft pick, and all of a sudden we can't put points on the board. Whose fault is that? Are you going to blame Chuck? Is Chuck actually the one talking to the quarterback in the fucking microphone? No.
No, he's not.
It's Pep.
He's not. So you think... So let me just
that
be clear. Let me just be clear.
That might be Chuck's ball guy right now.
I don't think Chuck had anything to do with Pep getting fired. Because I think that the animosity between...
the goddamn same plays every single time.
The animosity between Chuck and the GM... The
playbook was predictable.
Is so, like, I mean, they fucking hate each other. That's clear.
I don't know about that.
Based on what everyone's talking about and everything you read, man.
I don't base
it. I don't think the Chuck, the GM and the coach are not on the same page. So I don't necessarily think Chuck wanted Pep to go. GM Irsay probably did, and that's what happened, right? Let me just be abundantly clear. Hold on. Let me just be very clear with my question. GM, Grisman, right? Architect of the team, right? He's the one that puts the players together. Chuck doesn't have any kind of player personnel decisions.
That was like a dick cut fart.
Yeah. Snyder just shit on the fucking air.
Well,
that was awesome.
Can't cut that out now.
Don't fucking point over. Yeah. It was you, Jim.
Oh, whatever.
Stop it.
Own it.
Whatever. We're going to have to take a break.
She just did it again.
Intentionally.
So my question is crystal clear. So Pagano doesn't have any personnel decisions, right? So the GM is the one that made all. Is this the team that you would want currently to be built regardless of blame and the players not playing as well as they should, because obviously we know that that's the case, is this the team that's going to win you guys a Super Bowl?
Yes.
On paper.
Yes.
So it's not the GM's fault at all?
I can't say it is, because look at the players. You're not doing your job that you've been hired to do.
Okay.
Granted, maybe it might have been misjudgment on, you know, the player personnel part.
Sure. But you think, that on paper, so you think the GM did it good enough?
You saw it in the offseason. We did. The offseason Super Bowl champions.
So now it's either direction or execution.
Exactly.
And direction's coach.
And you know what?
Execution's players. Who's it on?
Wrong. Execution also comes on the coach. If the players aren't executing, he's got to sit them down and get someone else in there that will
execute. So poor leadership.
Look at the Patriots.
Yeah?
Look at the Patriots.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. So you think the GM is straight, Pagano's fucked?
Pagano's fucked at the end of this year. If they didn't offer him a 1 year extension at the end of this year?
Yeah.
Or this year?
They were already out.
That's a slap in the face, and he knew it. Which is good for him. You know, he's going to go get a fucking great job somewhere. He's going to go to Miami. Congratulations, Miami. You're going to get a great coach.
Or Tennessee.
He's going to go to Miami.
Or Tennessee.
He's
Tennessee.
Miami.
So Ken wasn't on
Money Hunter right now.
Right?
Pagano, Miami.
I hope. I don't know. Snow's looking something up. So what do you got, man?
No, I was just reading an article. Andrew Luck was commenting on Pep getting fired. And he said, ultimately, Luck says this season has nothing to do with Pep's fault. He says the turnovers have nothing to do with Pep Hamilton. He's taking blame for all the dumb shit.
As he should. As he should.
So that's Pep's fault.
He's made some terrible decisions on the fly.
He has.
Because Pep was his coordinator during, you know, Stanford and all that shit, too.
Somebody brought it up on JMV today.
It's a hard loss for him.
They were just trying to say that, you know, Andrew's been, you know, in China in the offseason doing 8 DirecTV commercials. And, you know, has this gotten to his head? And it's just like... You know, did he take too much?
Peyton
time
Manning
in the
does commercials every 30 seconds.
Yeah,
nothing to do with
that. I'm surprised JMB actually answered the question because I would have just laughed it off.
Yeah,
because it's not anything he's done in the offseason.
Is Andrew hurt?
I don't know.
Who knows?
He's not on the
they're
list. They're either covering
at this
it
point
up
in time
or,
by not disclosing the player injury report.
I mean, there's something wrong with Andrew.
It could be mental.
Mental, physical. He's clearly not on his game.
Yeah,
this is not the Andrew Luck. I mean, he's got 2 interceptions every game that he's played.
I'm telling you, dude, schizophrenia.
No,
he's got schizophrenia. The first 3 quarters, the 4th quarter starts. Andrew Luck comes out. Al gets off the field. I'm telling you, that's the player injury report.
Two
put schizophrenia on the report every
two
time.
Two picks every game he started. And I know that you're all on this Pep thing.
Thank God.
You know what, though? Matt Hasselbeck looked pretty good, and Pep still called those games. They won both of those.
Yeah, but the offense still didn't look very good. They still called the same plays multiple times. They didn't try to mix it up a little bit at all.
And we'll talk about our picks later. Yeah, we'll talk about our picks later. So we'll see how it goes moving forward.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. So right before we get into our picks, I want to make sure that everyone knows we're not picking. Like we'll pick all the games. We're not going to talk about all the games. PrinceSaysPodcast.com is where you're going to find a whole bunch of different things, guys. I want to make sure that you know our picks are going to be there. Merchandise,
Twitter
you still want
link,
those t-shirts,
link.
You want all that. Yeah, our Twitter page, which I'm pretty proud of this last week. We got our Facebook page rolling as well.
YouTube now.
We're on YouTube as well.
So listen to it.
So you can listen to it. Yeah, not video yet. You know, we're not pretty enough yet. We're all in the gym, getting there. Steve's definitely pretty
enough. Not so much.
I'm working on my fitness.
Norwegian, Steve over there. But, yeah, check us out. Everything home base, princesspodcast.com. Check us out. YouTube links there. Facebook links there. Twitter link. Merchandise, everything. We appreciate it. But as we go now into our picks, I think we're going to start with Thursday night. And we would normally just skip past this game entirely.
Normally we would start talking about the Colts and Bears, but we're going to hold off on the Bears for a little bit.
We are, and I think we've killed the Colts a little bit for now, but that's fine. But we do want to talk about Thursday night. The reason we want to talk about Thursday night, and if you saw the last post that I put up on our Facebook page with ESPN hearing that Johnny Football is starting this week.
Holy hell.
Splooshing all over everywhere, right?
I know.
We had to bring it up.
Skip Bayless is – needing to change the diapers right now.
So Cincinnati going into... Is it Cincinnati going into Cleveland? I don't even know. I'm sorry. Let me pull it up. Two different screens.
Cincinnati
and
Cleveland.
Is it? Okay. And then what's the line real quick before we... So we just have all my information. Cincinnati minus 10. Okay, so Cincinnati is going into Cleveland minus 10, which means Vegas is saying Cincinnati is going to win by 2 touchdowns. And that's tomorrow, because recording today is Wednesday. So is there any way in hell Johnny Manziel, after, I don't know, his ninth life, right? This has got to be his ninth life. How many chances is this fucker going to get to start? And the only reason he's starting is because McCown's hurt.
I'm going to need you to answer this because I'm not going to reply to any Johnny Manziel questions.
Oh, Steve is boycotting. So maybe I'll ask Snyder. Snyder will jump in here. Johnny Manziel, is he going to do anything for the Browns?
Yes.
She says yes.
This is his only fan.
The one word answer? Do we get some more?
I'll give you two.
I'm not his only fan. The My only brother fan is diehard Johnny Manziel. Yeah.
I'll give you two words. Fuck no.
No, let's hear it out. I'm sorry. Let's hear it out.
I don't have anything else to say.
So all she's doing is on the bandwagon.
What's gonna happen with Johnny Manziel coming in?
I think it'll be a lot of interceptions, or he's gonna get knocked the fuck out. I don't know.
So here's what I will tell you about Johnny Manziel. This isn't the only game he's got.
Okay.
McCown's probably gonna be out for at least a couple weeks. I think the experiment will last at least a few weeks.
The Battle of Ohio is always tough.
It is, and they're going to play tighter than the 10-point spread. I really do believe that. I think Johnny Manziel is a moron.
All right, so be honest. So, like, a lot of times that you say that you're going to – we pick these games, but you pick the game, but you don't actually pick the bet. Pick the bet on this one.
I will take Green – I'm just Green Bay, wow. I will take – yeah, I'm going to take Green Bay later. Let me take – I will take Cleveland on the plus.
Wow.
So, and for those that don't understand how betting actually works, and I'm not knocking you if you don't actually
Google
know.
It.
If you don't have a problem.
No, it's fine. What I'm saying is Cleveland can lose up to 10 points, and I still cover the bet. I think Cincinnati is going to win. I don't think Cincinnati is going to win by more than 10 points. And I will bet on that because I really do believe that. And it has nothing to do with Johnny Manziel because I think it's
is that
division
a lack
game.
Of faith in the ginger?
It is a little bit, but not necessarily. What it is
he not proven enough to you already?
They're going into Cleveland. It's a division game on a short week after an emotional win by Cincinnati.
Yeah. In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, right? Cincinnati won that game, and they cost me like $400. So fuck Cincinnati on that. Like, seriously. Pittsburgh would have won that game. I seriously would have won like $400.
Yeah.
Like, literally. I will show you my bets. Steve already knows because he's seen
He didn't buy any shots. So
yeah. Fucking A. So, short week, emotional win in Pittsburgh, going into Cleveland Thursday night, division game. I think Cincinnati wins. I don't think they cover the spread. I don't think it has anything to do with Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel worth a start in fantasy football? If you're
no, he's not worth a start. No, he's definitely not worth a start. There's got to be 29 quarterbacks
just out of curiosity
that you could pick up before him. But I don't think this is Johnny's last shot, right? So I don't think. If Johnny bombs it and they lose this game, he's still going to start again. Now, if Johnny plays well, he doesn't have to win. But if he plays well, here we go again. Here we go again. Johnny Manziel all of a sudden talking about it.
Let's fucking stop talking about Johnny Manziel. Move on to the next game, for the love of God.
What is the next game? Are we talking about this one? Buffalo, Miami. All right, so we got Buffalo minus 3. Miami going into Buffalo. Steve, what do you got?
I'm picking Miami on this one, dude. This is the start of the year. I picked Miami to start. You pick Buffalo. This is how it's going to be, dude.
And I assume this is going to be our shot bet because I'm circling the wagons with the Buff. With Buffalo Bills
well,
this week.
You know, the other reason I thought about that, too. Like, I thought about circling the wagons with you on this one, but after the firing, their defense looked a lot different.
Yeah.
Granted, you know, you get fucking beat by the Patriots, but, I mean, everybody's going to get beat by the Patriots at this point in time. So
I think Tyrod's going to come back, and I think they're going to be better because they're going to rally around him. I mean, the Bills were decimated on injuries, too.
They have been, dude.
They were shaky to begin with, talent-wise. And then all of a sudden you put these injuries on McCoy and Sammy Watkins and Tyrod, your potentially three best offensive players.
That's a tough go.
It is.
Miami didn't show me any heart against the Patriots.
They didn't. But
there was no heart. I thought they were building some things. I thought they were going to go out there and at least make it competitive. And they just got blown out. They got embarrassed.
And
they got embarrassed.
This is why I think they're going to be fired up. Look at fucking Miami.
Yeah.
Against fucking against Duke, dude. Like, you get fired up after a blown out win like that, dude. I think they're going to be fired up. They're going to come out fucking guns blazing.
Our picks are in.
They're going to come out Greg Hardy style.
Our picks are in. I mean, at a -3, I might as well take the Bills on the spread.
All right, Green Bay, Carolina.
Ooh.
I think the way Carolina played, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to beat the piss out of them.
Can we just acknowledge how terribly wrong you and I were, Steve, on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and acknowledge that now.
I mean,
I missed that by a mile.
I called it by a mile.
38-42 or whatever.
Okay, I was off by the score a little bit.
That Aaron Rodgers
but I had a feeling.
Aaron Rodgers throwing 77 yards.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I told that Denver defense is shit. The Denver defense is sick.
You don't know anything.
I said it, and I'll say it again. That defense is sick.
Some bookie in Vegas knew that shit. That was about it. Fuck that. FanDuel got some insider information.
You know how we know that if he would have known that defense is sick, he would have drafted the defense in the fourth round.
He's not the Colts defense. He's not the Colts defense.
No, but he didn't draft Denver's
Philly's defense.
He didn't actually know.
I'm sorry.
He didn't actually know about it.
Every opportunity we get to make fun of snow.
He drafts defense in like the third round if he can.
Oh,
pretty sure it was the fifth or sixth round, but whatever. We'll let him go with it.
On record, fifth or sixth round. And this kid's fucking 6-2.
All right, moving on.
We're not doing fantasy.
Take notes.
We were terribly wrong. So Green Bay going into Carolina. What's the line, Snow?
Green Bay, -2.5.
Okay, so it's basically a pick 'em because they're going there.
I'm picking Green Bay.
I am too.
Carolina did not look good against us. We matched up well against them. Carolina, I don't know if they can compete with the NFC. Like, this is the battle for the NFC almost at this point in time. Minus Cardinals.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the records and everything else. Dude. Green Bay can't afford to lose this game.
Yeah.
Honestly, they can't.
They need to win.
They can't.
Aaron knows it. So.
Yeah, I mean, the Panthers are what, 7-0 now or 8-0?
7-0.
7-0.
Yeah.
There's no way the Packers can afford to lose this game. They know it. They don't lose two in a row. Yeah. Packers cover.
I'm hoping Cam gets concussed, like, a lot. But that's just me. Yeah. All right.
Next.
Moving on to St. Louis. St. Louis versus Minnie.
Everyone's like, okay, so why are we talking about this game?
Why the fuck are we talking about this game?
Let me tell you why we're talking about this game.
4-3 and 5-2. What the fuck? Who knew?
That's why we're talking about it.
Who knew?
That's why we're talking about it. So give it to me again. Who's 5-2?
Minnesota.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Say that again. Like, I don't actually believe you. Can I see the interwebs to confirm that? Because that is not a thing. That is not a fucking thing. 5-2, Minnesota.
You know those guys I kind of predicted to make the playoffs.
I wish Jay was here. He would love that.
So Minnesota can suck my dick.
That's on record now.
Yeah, fuck that. You know what? Fuck that.
But St. Louis.
I thought I had to worry about the Lions. I knew the I knew the Vikings were going to be good. Is the game in Minnesota?
It is.
All right. Yeah. Well, that sucks because I'm still going to take I'm still taking the Rams.
I would do.
I'm taking the Rams because I am absolutely man crush in love with Todd Gurley.
He's kind of awesome.
Todd Gurley.
72-yard touchdown.
Dude,
fucker,
last
run.
Week was fucking
Jesus. He's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Tell me he's not the best running back coming out of college since Adrian Peterson.
All right, so
and tell me this is not going to be his coming out party against Adrian Peterson.
Here's what's going to be interesting is the old guard versus the new guard. When one guy does one thing, the other guy's going to be like, fuck that. I want to do the same thing, but I want to do it better. This could be a really fun game to watch.
I don't know what the over-under is, and maybe Snow can hit it for me. And let me know, but you take the under in this game. And the only reason I say that is they were going to run the ball. This is going to be one of those grinded out, here's how you play football back in the day.
School. This is going to be old school football, Dave.
Old school, because do we believe in Nick Foles to that point? Do we believe in Teddy Bridgewater? Both decent quarterbacks.
I would rather believe in St. Louis' defense.
Right. and stopping Adrian Peterson and Todd Gurley running all over everyone. Todd Gurley is, dude, I was on him early. I think I told Snyder to draft him.
You know, that was, it was a tough
pick. I'm sorry the rest of it didn't work out, but that at least did.
To me, it was a tough pick. Melvin Gordon or Todd Gurley. Like, who was going to be actually better?
It's really Todd Gurley, man.
But right now, the front runner is Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley, had he not had that ACL injury? And I applaud Jeff Fisher and those guys, because, again, I think we talked about this on Sunday. Big fan of the Rams. I'm a big fan of the Rams.
I'm a big fan of Jeff Fisher.
I am too, obviously.
Should have been the Colts
Bears guy and everything else. Like, I'm a big fan of them. They're doing it the right way. It's not the shoot it gun. You know, like we're gonna throw a bunch and we're gonna win it by defense and running the ball. And guess what? That's what actually wins it. That's what wins it.
Yep.
Seahawks. Run the ball, good defense, win Super Bowls.
Oh, let's sign Jimmy Graham and fucking throw the ball.
And all of a sudden, you don't fucking win anymore. That's it. So for me, I'm on the Rams. Kudos to the Vikings for being 5-2. Fuck you, but you know whatever. I think if you go 5-3, I think the Rams go 5-3 as well. Make some things interesting in that NFC West. I think we're both still on the Cardinals, not Falcons. The Cardinals to go win that division. But all of a sudden now, I think that the Rams are saying, hey, look at us. Seattle who?
Yeah.
I really do. And this win, that they, if they get this win, I think that that's what's happening.
So real quick, I just want to bring up the fact that we're halfway through the season now.
Yep.
And we probably need to do another minisode and do a halfway mid-cap through the season here soon.
I think we should.
So when are we going to do it, Jeff?
I don't know. Fucking Sunday.
Sunday. All right. So
we'll ask Beth.
We're gonna hang out at
Bubba's. Yeah, we'll ask Beth. We can do it right after the Colts game.
We don't need this fucking idiot. So.
Yeah, we can do it right after the Colts game. Though. That's a good idea. Let's do that. Let's do that right after the Colts game. I think Snyder's gonna be hanging out.
I can EP.
Snyder's gonna EP.
I've been replaced.
You guys welcome to come hang out at Bubba's.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea because I
watch the afternoon game anyway.
I want to talk about that, and I know it's after Sunday, and it'll be Week 9, right? But I think it's a good idea because all of our picks may have changed, just given where everything's at now. We'll just pick it on.
Make your own picks, too.
Yeah, fuck it. Come out. Let's check it out. Let's see what happens, right? Yeah, so, again, Bubba's 33. We're going to be there. We want you guys to come hang out.
We're going to be there on Friday night, too.
We'll be there Friday night. We'll be there we'll probably be there all weekend.
It'll
but
be a big night for you.
It will, yeah. I got my best friends in the world back. Coming to town, JC, Plug, and my little brother, you know, baby bro coming in town. So it'll be fun, yeah, Friday night. But, yeah, Sunday, we'll be there at least for the Colts game, and then we're going to do this mini episode afterwards. But come out. Let's check out our picks, and we'd love to hear you guys' picks as well. So next game I think we're talking about, Snow, is what?
Oakland-Pittsburgh.
Why are we talking about this game?
4-3 and 4-4.
4-3, 4-4. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
This could be a wild card.
The Raiders look good, though.
As more as I said, I'm all on the Raiders. Derek Carr.
The Raiders.
Is legit.
He's legit because of Cooper.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But his. So
that's
his,
why. You can throw a 5-yard pass to that dude. He's still going to run 98 yards.
You're right. But,
for, you know, math.
His whole thing was we're going against the Jets. Okay? I know we touched on this game on Sunday, but the Jets defense is ranked top 5 defense.
They made up like shit.
He had 15 for 22, 200 something yards. I don't remember the yards, but 3 touchdown passes against one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah.
Derek Carr's for real. The only reason I'm not taking them is Pittsburgh coming off of a.
Were the Jets sleeping on him, though?
Probably. Because everyone is. Because it's the fucking Raiders. But the Raiders are legit. And I said this a couple episodes ago. I don't know. Snyder remembers probably when I said it. But the Raiders, to me, as soon as Peyton's done, look out. Look out AFC West. Because it's going to be the fucking Raiders. and I'm all in because the Chargers are clearly garbage. Who the fuck is the other team? I can't even think of the other team. Kansas City. Terrible. Are you fucking kidding me? Who else is left, right? Peyton leaves. And I know we're going to talk about the Peyton, because there's a Peyton story I have to share later. But Peyton leaves Denver. They digress. They will. Because
as good as their defense looks, if Tim Tebow was their quarterback right now, they'd be okay.
But I think the Raiders beat them. And I know that you guys are like, well, why don't you just jump in? You know what, though? I am jumping in. And I'm changing my pick. I'm changing my pick right now online. I know it says Steelers. I will change it online. I am taking the Raiders.
The Raiders?
I am taking the Raiders.
I am off
Pittsburgh.
Back up.
Go Raiders.
Back up.
Taking the Raiders.
The Raiders would beat Denver? Is that what I just heard?
No, what you heard was... when Peyton retires,
okay.
Raiders will take that division. What I am saying now is I'm changing my original pick. What's the line, Snow?
Right now they got Pittsburgh by -4.
Pittsburgh -4. Raiders going in. Raiders getting love. I am taking Raiders +4.
Wrong.
Taking it.
After watching Oakland play last week.
Shot bet on this, Steve?
Well, I would think Oakland.
Or you want to wait? Shot bet on this or
fine.
What?
That's fine.
Oakland shot bet on
wrong.
This?
You're wrong.
All right.
Ben Roethlisberger came out on the first play.
And then lost me $400.
It's going to take them a little bit of time.
Roethlisberger.
They played a fucking division games. Ben was probably forced to come back in his own mind. Like, I got to come back. We got to win this game.
Yeah?
He'll be ready this week. This is the official week. Ben Roethlisberger is ready. Antonio Brown is going to go off.
Is this an early game or a late game? I should probably ask these questions before.
It's a late game.
Is it a late game?
It's an early game. 1 o'clock game. Yeah.
I would assume West Coast travel.
1 o'clock game.
So the Raiders get fucked even more.
Yeah.
All right. You know what, though? All in. Raiders. Got it. +4.
Just FYI, you did lose the shot bet last week.
I did.
Finally.
What am I, like 7-1? Better than Snow's fantasy team. All right,
I got an idea, Jim. Why don't you go out to your car and go fuck yourself?
Oh!
As long as I'm number one, I don't give a shit.
I used to be Raj Kumar. Now he's like, Jim, go fuck yourself. Like, that's not even
cool. Get used to it.
Steve's mad at me.
All right, we're moving.
That was the nice
game. All right, we're moving on to the Denver Indy debacle.
Is that the next game?
We want to talk about Denver. No.
There's picks in between there. We got picks in between there. There's picks in between.
Well,
there.
You know what?
We're gonna fly through the picks.
Those picks are online. Check the website, princesspodcast.com.
You just want to go into it? All
right. Let's go right into fucking Denver.
All right. For the record, I'm gonna be right with all my picks. But, all right.
Oh, like you were last week?
Yeah.
Like you were last week?
Yeah. All right. So Denver Colts. Denver -6 coming into town.
Denver all day.
You know what?
Not by what they're saying though.
Here's my problem.
Denver's
with the Colts.
Gonna win. Denver is gonna win.
Okay. You're probably gonna say the same thing I'm gonna say.
4 points though.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what I'm gonna say. So every game that I was so high on the Colts to lose, New England, Carolina. The Colts fucked me.
Both. Not every. Both.
Those two that I put all kinds of money. No. The Saints what I won, hands down. Those two, Patriots, Carolina. Oh, yeah, the Patriots will cover the spread by a mile. Carolina, they'll cover the spread by a mile. And they didn't. They still lost, but the Colts fucked me in the fact that they didn't cover the spread. Right, so here's my pick. Denver wins the game. They do not cover the spread. I take Colts +6.
As I think about this, look at Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah?
I think with Andrew Luck coming off a bad week with one quarter, dude, I don't know if I'm gonna renege.
You taking +6 as well?
They're going like Denver's gonna beat shut up.
Oh, so you're taking Denver
all day
over it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Two touchdowns.
I'm taking Denver as well.
It's going to be an embarrassment because Peyton knows he's coming back into town.
Yeah.
He's coming off a bad week. This is his hometown.
Do you remember that game?
He still has a house in Zionsville.
Was it 2 years ago where Peyton came here?
Can we talk about Peyton one second before we do this?
We won.
Trust me, I remember.
So it's something about that place gets fired up when Peyton's in the building. So
yeah, until he beats the fuck out of us.
I'm inclined. Peyton's already got his win on us. I'm inclined to think maybe the Colts decide to step up now. Maybe there's some magic in the air. And maybe we pull this one off. It might be about a field goal.
I like your optimism, fuck Dart.
But I think maybe something happens during this.
You're a fucking homer and you're a moron. So
I'm just going with
Snyder hanging out. Die Hard. She's the fourth Colt fan that's still left in the city. So I want to ask her pick.
The third?
Well, I think we know at least one more Colt fan.
Yeah.
Jumped on the bandwagon.
I am not.
Not at all.
Snyder, who you got? Who you got? Denver Cardinals spread?
Nodding her head.
I don't think she nods her head because she can't speak.
I don't think Peyton is going to be as emotional as he was last time he came here. And the Colts are looking a little rough.
But we got a new coordinator.
Let me recap this pick.
We do have a new coordinator that doesn't have anything to do with our defense not being able to stop Peyton Manning.
I really hope they prove us wrong. They proved me wrong last week. So
I would
prove
love
me wrong
for them
again
to prove us wrong.
Against this team. Prove me wrong like you did against the Patriots.
Sure.
Prove me wrong that you can actually show a better team than you have. Last couple of weeks, because if not, we're gonna end up 3-7, and then at the end of the year, we're gonna end up 6-10.
Probably still,
but we're still gonna win the AFC South.
So pathetic, and host a fucking playoff game,
So
I think we're saying two different things here. So let me just clarify.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Sorry.
I think we
sorry.
All except for
it's
Snow.
Your podcast.
I think we're all saying except for Snow that the Broncos are gonna win. What I'm simply saying is they're not going to cover the spread. So if the Colts end up winning, I'll make money.
First of all,
fine.
It's not going to happen.
Fine, but just don't lose by more than six because I don't think they're going to. I really don't.
Broncos
are going to
cover the spread.
I don't think they cover the spread. Snow thinks they're going to win because he's a moron. I do want to say, though, so I was watching. We were talking. I alluded to this earlier, so I want you guys to get an opinion on this because you guys work and I don't. I was watching Around the Horn. And Woody, for anyone that's ever seen
Woody Page,
has anyone watched Around the Horn? They celebrated their 13th year episode today that I got to witness live because, again, what the fuck else I got to do? And he comes out and makes a statement about this game and says, no, not this game. You're talking about the Titans game. And he says, the Titans are so fucked that what they need is Peyton Manning to come in next year and fix them. And immediately the question was, what do you mean fix them? How? As the quarterback? No. What apparently Woody Page said was, the Titans have offered Peyton ownership, part ownership of the Titans, to come in and do, I swear to you, you can watch the episode. I'm not lying. I watched it. And Peyton can come in as part owner and basically do what John Elway did for the Broncos, right?
Executive VP.
Running it, right? Executive VP and the whole thing. Peyton can go do that for Tennessee. Mentor Mariota. Sorry, Steve gets mad at me when I say that wrong.
Well, apparently it's a thing now. So.
And that is what Woody Page, who lives in Denver, by the way, he is a Denver columnist. That's the insider information that he got, that he dropped on ESPN today on Around the Horn. I don't know if it's true or not. I have no idea.
I got a better idea.
What I want to ask you, though, is what do you think about
that? Offer him that here.
He went to Tennessee, though.
Snyder's a fan.
We have a statement from the crowd here.
No statement. I'm just agreeing with you.
Snyder doesn't understand how podcasts work. She wants to like it, but not actually say it.
Why would we not do the same thing?
The only reason the ties make more sense to me is
here.
He went to Tennessee college.
That's why Tennessee
won. Fuck the Titans.
And Angelo Buckman's here.
Right in the ear hole up here.
He literally, I think he's more Tennessee's than he is Indies.
Nobody.
That's
we have a children's hospital with his name on it.
Nobody picked up on the whole Andrew Buckman comment.
I picked up.
Oh, all right. I mean,
yeah.
The only reason I brought that up because I thought it was crazy, and I knew that I should have brought it up. But my thing is, Peyton chose to go to college in Tennessee. He got drafted in India.
No,
didn't have a choice. He didn't pull an Eli and say where I'm gonna go. He got drafted by the Colts and made the best of his situation. Not like his brother, who said, "I'm not going to San Diego."
Look, dude, he's not LeBron.
I think I just
he's not going to his done. Hometown. His he's hometown.
I'm just
not
saying,
in Tennessee, dude.
I'm just saying.
His hometown's not in Tennessee.
I'm just saying.
It's FYI,
he's not. Don't kill the messenger. I was just messaging for Woody Page. Apparently,
Woody Page is a moron that we all know.
I mean, we always
he's
do that,
the comic relief.
I thought that shit was hilarious.
He's the comic relief on that show,
and I think it would be actually hilarious if it happened.
It's not going to.
I mean, maybe not, but fuck.
It's not going to.
Tennessee's fucked, so why not?
Hey, you know what's going to happen? Michael Jordan is going to go coach some team on the outside Chicago area that goes against Chicago all the time.
No,
not going to happen.
No, he's
not going to fucking happen.
He went to Charlotte.
Yeah,
that's where he's from.
Not going to happen, dude.
But that's where he's from.
Peyton's not from Tennessee. Yeah.
He chose to go there. Where's Peyton actually from?
New Orleans.
Where's he from?
Louisiana.
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 Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Or is that where his dad got drafted and got to play? Is he not anything different than an Army brat that doesn't actually have a home?
How old am I?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, we've been friends.
I know. I know. All right.
Peyton is about 5 years older than me now.
No, he's 6 years older than you. Don't cut yourself short, dude. Peyton's like damn near
34 years old, dude.
All right, so 5 years.
So
he's born in Louisiana, New Orleans. Okay.
So he was born there. Okay. Okay. All right.
I already know this before. I don't even need this fucking fucktard to look it up.
This fucktard was telling this fucktard that it was.
Why? He does.
I was giving him proof.
I know.
I was just asking a question.
I know. But why do you not believe what I'm saying? Like, think about when Archie Manning actually played.
So you think? So would he do it in New Orleans?
Yeah.
He would do it in New Orleans.
Yep.
But he wouldn't do it in Tennessee.
If you think about it, like,
he goes to all the Vols games.
He's still the coach there, which he probably won't be.
Yeah.
I guess he'll be coaching the Indianapolis Colts. think about it. You can go under Sean Payton and coach the next guy that comes in after
Drew
Brees.
The only thing you had to
tell
me.
That's awesome.
The only thing you had to tell me to shut the fuck up, because I was just pushing your buttons at this point.
Yeah, you were.
Well, I know. And the only thing you had to do was to tell me to shut the fuck up was John Elway. Yeah. John Elway isn't from Denver.
He's not.
John Elway was from California. John Elway went back to Denver to build that shit.
Yeah.
So all I had to say was, if he wants to follow in the footsteps of John Elway, he comes back to Knapp
it here. Why the fuck would he go to Tennessee?
Because Woody Page said it. I don't know.
Well, Woody Page is so fucking cool.
He goes to all the volunteer games. That's the only
I was just helping you out because I knew you missed the Around the World episode.
You know what? You're a big fan of Woody Page. And now Skip Bayless.
No.
Skip Bayless is an idiot, and now you have put yourself in that category. All right, so the beginning of this year so far, Peyton Manning has done absolutely fucking nothing. Snow wouldn't even draft him at this point.
Nope.
He's sad.
If like, he had one good game,
which he did,
if he does not like actually do like win a Super Bowl or produce as a player, does he retire at the end of the year?
At the end of this year?
Yeah.
I don't think he does. I don't think he does. So I think that, again, I think we talked about this before, but I think Peyton is so prideful. If he can literally walk on the field.
But if you can't produce in your own mind as Peyton Manning, why the fuck would you continue playing?
Because I think he is that cocky and says, you know what? I'm still going to win.
I don't think he is.
I hope that Peyton rides off in the sunset, and I don't think he's going to do it with the Super Bowl. Because I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. Right? I don't. I hope that this is his last year. I really do hope this is his last year. I don't think he rides off in the sunset.
Are those NFL power rankings bullshit?
They're a good team, dude. I don't think they beat the Patriots.
Who do the Patriots actually beat this year?
tough game against us, and we suck.
The Jets were the toughest game they've had.
They're gonna figure it out.
Now I know I've been riding them with you because they're pissed off. I get it.
Yeah.
But
the only, all right, so Denver's so so let me put the Denver's caveat out there.
Beast.
Let me put the different beast. Let me put the caveat out there. Do the Patriots play the Broncos this year before the playoffs? I don't actually know. I believe they do.
Division winners always play each other.
I know, but no, double check that.
I feel like it's November 28th.
Okay, so that, if they play each other, then that's different. Because what I was going to say was, if they don't play each other, the Patriots need to lose before they get in the playoffs. So there's not that pressure of being undefeated and winning the Super Bowl like they had in, you know, in what, 06? Or no, not 06. Whatever year that was.
Yeah, whatever.
November 29th. Yeah, you're right.
So they do play. Okay, so they do play each other. So that, to me, will tell you what it is. Okay? If the Broncos beat the Patriots that game...
Put all the pressure on Peyton?
I think at that point...
Do you think that Tom would actually let that shit happen?
I think what needs to happen is Brady loses that game. Because at some point, if we think the Broncos are as good as they are, they play each other again in the playoffs.
They would actually fall down on purpose. There's no fucking
I'm not saying... No, that's what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is...
If they lost, it would be the end.
If they lost and then had to play again in the playoffs, the revenge factor of the Patriots... going up against the Broncos to win the Super Bowl is completely different.
You're
going
to be in Denver trying to do this against that defense.
Agreed.
That held Aaron Rodgers.
So what are you saying? What are you saying? Are you saying the Broncos are going to beat the Patriots?
No, not right now.
Okay, well...
It's totally...
It is.
We're midway through the season at this point in time, dude. It's an interesting topic to bring up just because Peyton has not played very well or up to his own standards.
And here's the purpose.
Is the Vernon Davis trade going to change that?
I think it helps. He's not going to turn their offense completely around.
Julius Thomas left town.
Different situation because Julius Thomas is like 26. And Vernon Davis is like 30.
But Vernon Davis is still a stud.
He is. 10 years in, though. So,
an experienced stud.
I think they got a ton better. And if they would have pulled off that Joe Thomas trade that they were trying to do with Cleveland, holy shit, I would have been all on board with the Broncos. And I'm still not disagreeing with the Broncos being good because I think Peyton's figured out what are the two keys to win, right? One... I'm old, so I need a bye week, which clearly after the bye, they came off the bye in Green Bay, looked good.
Yeah.
And two, I need a good running game, and their running game was phenomenal against the Packers. If they keep doing the running game like they're doing, the Broncos are legit, and Peyton could play for another 3 years.
Are you ready to buy into the Broncos?
I'm bought into the Broncos.
The Broncos over the Patriots?
No. Not till November 29th. We'll talk about it then. I'm just saying, do I believe in the Broncos more than I believe in the Bengals? Yes. Do I believe in the Broncos more than I believe in the Panthers? Yes. There's four undefeated teams, right? And I would put them Patriots, Broncos, Bengals, Panthers. Today.
All right, let's move on to the Bears, Chargers.
Let's rename them.
No.
Kristen Cavallari and the Cutlets.
Oh, that's just mean. That's just mean. Steve's so mad at me right now.
Wait till we get outside this bar. I'm going to punch you right now.
Like, who sucks more? I mean,
Steve is so mad at me right now. I was just calling some shit out, whatever.
Kristen Cavallari.
Who you got, dude? Who you got? Bears, Chargers, who you got?
Well, I feel like lots of us said bear down, they lost. Someone said bear down. Go Bolts.
Go Bolts.
You ass.
I got the Chargers on this one, too.
So I apologize for national television. Because this is not a Monday night game that no one actually really cares about.
Thank God I'm going to stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning.
God bless, man. I'm going to have to stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning to watch it.
It'll be over fucking 11:30.
Let's hope so. And let's hope the Bears win. I will take the Bears. The Bears. All right, so we haven't really talked a lot about the Bears. So All right, so Bears lost two games that they shouldn't have lost.
Snow has lost in the fucking last game with me.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't have happened.
That was an experience.
Golden Tate, fuck you. Still wasn't a catch. We should have beat the Lions. We clearly should have beat the fucking Vikings. Our season should be completely different at this point, but it's not. But you know what? I knew it wasn't going to be. What I do appreciate about the Bears
it's a good rebuilding year so far.
It is, and they're making good moves, and they're getting draft picks, and they're building through the draft. I think Adam Gase has a plan that I believe in, which we're not 100% sure that the Colts have. Yeah, we talked a lot about.
No plan. It was win now.
Yeah, it was. And I think the Bears are really building to the future. So I'm encouraged with that. I am going to be a homer, as Snow loves to call out, and take the Bears to win the game. Just because, fuck it, why not? We're due at this point. But I do know that the Bears, this wasn't our year, but we're making some moves
out of curiosity?
What's that?
Your draft pick, White.
He's not coming back this year.
No. Okay.
Yeah, he's not coming back this year. So, and we're not sure about Forte yet either. So, look, Bears rebuild. We're going to be back this year. Not so much. I am taking them. Go Bears. Fuck the Chargers. Fuck Philip Rivers and your 19 children. Like, seriously, stop, dude. Contraception. It's fine.
What about his cowboy tie that he wears?
I don't know. What are those things? And I heard something today. Is a hot dog a fucking sandwich? That's what that was Matt Ryan. I'm sorry, not Philip Rivers. But you know what? That was the stupidest fucking shit that Matt Ryan could have said. Philip Rivers could have said that shit too. So, but again, hey, here we are, guys. Episode 11 in the books. We're doing our thing. We continue to appreciate all the support. Steve's got something to say?
Don't forget to come out. We're going to be out on Sunday.
Come out Sunday. Bubba's 33.
Bigger night is going to be Friday night.
Friday night will be a lot more fun. Because we're going to be shit-faced. Not that you can't tell that we're drunk now, but shit-faced Friday night. Sunday will be somewhat professional, but come check us out. Bubba's 33 both nights.
Yep.
PrincessPodcast.com. Everything you need. YouTube links, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Get your merchandise. I'm still the one that's rocking the t-shirts. No promise he's buying one. We'll see.
I'm still wearing my Palm shirt.
Steve's still got his thing. Snyder's going to wear a t-shirt as well. We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Oh, wait. I know how to gauge your bet now. Can I say bear down?
Oh, yeah. Steve's trying to fuck it up. But as always, Prince says, bear down.